Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. On this Tuesday, May 13th, we're asking this question: what's on your personal endangered list? And Jim tells us, my endangered species list: personal accountability and responsibility, basic civility, world peace. I especially miss the global desire and struggle for peace.
That's his personal endangered list.
That's his personal endangered list.
And we want all of your endangered lists at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And the reason we're doing this story is actually quite interesting.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with world peace, but it does have to do with something else that's global.
It does. Polar bears, which doesn't necessarily seem like it would be a global issue, but it is, according to some folks. The White House is facing opposition today over its stance on global warming. A collection of environmental groups have come together to pressure the government to declare polar bears an endangered species. A judge ordered the Department of Interior to decide whether to put the polar bear on the endangered list by Thursday this week. Robert Buchanan is the president of Polar Bears International. And Robert, tell us, why is the polar bear in trouble?
Well, the polar bear is in trouble because it all boils down to one simple thing, and that is ice. Without ice, polar bears can't hunt, they can't breed, and in most cases, they can't den. So polar bears just simply cannot survive without ice. The current conditions in the Arctic is that probably by another 5 years, in the summertime, the Arctic will be totally ice-free. So once again, without ice, there's not any polar bears.
But if you put the polar bear on the endangered list, let's say it happens tomorrow, I mean, how would that help, say, Friday?
It's not going to have any immediate effect. The real culprit here is all of us. Many of us try to put our heads in the sand and are in denial that, like a death of a loved one, we don't want to admit that it has happened, and that we remain in denial that this climate situation is changing so dramatically. What we've seen happen in the last 15 years usually takes 2,000 years to transpire. So it's not a matter of, has this happened before? Yes, but animals have had a chance to adapt or change or find geographic pockets where the species might be able to survive. So there's not going to be a lot that happens on Friday.
I do yearn, though, to know why it is of significance to the polar bear, why, you know, that they would be declared an endangered species. I mean, it's certainly not going to cause the ice to refreeze anytime soon, but are there any things that can be done in the interim to assist the polar bear in finding alternative breeding environments, making a retreat into the deep Arctic more satisfying and viable for them?
Well, retreat into the deep Arctic, they already are there, so there's no place to retreat. That's number one. And the deeper waters of the Arctic are not very productive. It's really around the continental shelf that they find the food that's necessary, which is primarily ring seals. So why the polar bear? Why is there a lot of commotion about this charismatic megafauna? Is because of that.
Charismatic megafauna?
Megafauna, uh-huh.
Is that your term or is that a biologically precise term?
Well,
I love it, whatever it is.
It's just kind of a little saying that we have that really puts a spin on what this great lord of the Arctic really is. Let's face it. I mean, the polar bear is North America's heritage. It's what we're all about. I mean, we have 80% of the polar bears if you look at both of the bodies of water on either side of the North America. So.
Well,
it's also
really scary in that polar bears, Adora, and back me up on this, are at the top of the food chain in the Arctic, right? And
yeah, they absolutely are.
And we are at the top of the food chain. And in an environment of climate change, being at the top of the food chain is not a big advantage. correct?
Let's face it. If you have an animal that can live in total darkness, can live at triple-digit minus degree numbers, can survive through all these very harsh conditions, and then suddenly is in trouble, I have to say that it certainly is a sentinel species for mankind. It's a warning flag that, you know, is man in the crosshairs of extinction? Probably so. At the same time, it's important, it would be naive to think that man can't get out of that crosshairs of extinction. Are we going to lose polar bears? We definitely will probably lose at least two-thirds of them by mid-century, maybe worse.
This is clearly a very contentious issue. Mm-hmm. I understand there's been something near 700,000 public comments that the Department of Interior has gotten, people feeling very strongly on both sides of the issue. We actually, I should say, extended an invitation to the Department of the Interior to come speak with us about this issue, but they said it's in the middle of a court case, and so therefore they weren't ready to talk about it at this point. So let's talk practically speaking. Mm-hmm. There was a sense by Greenpeace and some other groups that the Department of Interior was really dragging their feet, so they took them to court. What's happening there?
Well, biodiversity is the one that really carried the suit across to push the issue on the matter. They got three choices. Either they make a decision that the polar bears are threatened or that it's not threatened, or, which I kind of personally think will happen, is they won't make a decision. But that doesn't mean I'm right. I'm not always right at all. They have not made a decision two or three times before on this. So what is the consequences of them not making a decision? Just more legal ramifications. So there's a good chance, I think, that they won't make a decision.
So the polar bear really is a symbol where we've just got a few minutes, Robert, but it's really a symbol of some greater issues of the global climate.
It definitely is. This is not really a right issue or a left issue. You know, people get involved in, did man cause this or didn't cause that? Who cares? Man's got to solve this problem. You know, this planet is, 4.5 billion years old, and 99% of the species on it are now extinct.
Man's got to solve the problem. Robert Buchanan, President of Polar Bears International, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.